I am so glad that they came and I got to meet them, because I can't say enough nice things about them. I really can't. And then we got prizes and I got Big Fatty's Gentleman Caller Register. It's a notepad and it says that on the front. I love it. I even said when he started pulling out the prizes, this is what I have them all. I want that. But he's like, well, we're pulling numbers out of the colostomy bag and you have to pick a number. And I got number one. So I got what I wanted. I'm not selfish. What are you talking about? And, you know, there were t-shirts and little canvas bags and a pen and a pad of paper. And nobody wanted the mouse pad. Blomp, blomp.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't say enough nice things about Big Fatty's Gentleman Caller.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1392 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 28th of May 2013, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I am back in the fat cave.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, pants offers. Big Fatty, we both got our pants off. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. Y'all, let me tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you all about the trip to Hatlanta. And everything with y'all is so nice to be able to run around butt naked.
Yes, Big Fatty, you know the vibes. Yo, 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 is going to correct you on that one.
But anyway, y'all, I am podcasting with pants off, and by the way, I have not turned on the air conditioning machine yet, but I've got the fans going, so you may hear fans for the next, until I turn the air conditioners off. So anyway, there'll be some new noises, but you know, I don't think any of you give a shit anyway. If they bother you, just play the little show on double speed, and then you'll only have to listen to that.
Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter. That's Nessa. She's out there in the Arizona, and y'all, today, the 28th of May, y'all, it is little Nessa's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I can remember the day she was born as if it were
Big Fatty. You don't remember shit.
So, y'all, if you see Nessa on the face space or on the 20 or hell, I don't know, maybe buying Kleenex or something, y'all, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I didn't get a chance to play the music for the folks who had celebrations while I was gone. So, y'all, I just want to mention their names one more time. Last for right. The 24th was that naughty nanny Wendy Cameron. On Saturday the 25th, y'all, that's the full moon. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, Jim Major celebrated his exiting. And y'all, that Brian and Danbury, y'all, he is cooking his meat.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
And y'all, then yesterday, Memorial Day, the 27th of May, y'all, it was Trucker Alex and old Peter Potamus. Well, I shouldn't say old Peter Potamus, but it was Peter Potamus's celebration of exiting the birth canal. You may know him also as Apollonius. So, y'all, I hope you all had a very, very special celebration.
Big Fatty, do you think Derek will make Nessa a cake in the shape of a wiener?
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on my way back to the Fat Cave, I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, that was not one. There was not one, but there was two cats in there. And y'all, the first cat, y'all, it's from the Robs up there in the Chicago land. And y'all, they were down there in the Fort Leatherdale, and there's a lovely, just a lovely picture of Fort Leatherdale, and it says, Herbert Herder, the Robs sends you greetings from Fort Leatherdale as we enjoy sun, sand, and fun. And hi to Poodle Toop. Oh, Big Patty, let me see. I want to see. Who is it? Say my name. Right there. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Rob. Can I put that picture postcard in my book? Of course you can. You just tell, you just, yes, Big Betty. Rob, y'all, that's the Robs, you know, they're up there from the Chicago land. Y'all, when did they send this? They sent this on the 13th of May, so they're probably back home by now, because y'all, you know, this is the big horror weekend up there, where last weekend was the big horror weekend. The Memorial Day weekend is the International Mr. Leather contest and Hootenanny, and it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, our second cat, y'all, it came to us from Greece. Big Fatty, how do you know? Does it smell like bacon? No, not that kind of grease. But y'all, it is from that Kim Beaver, and y'all, it's just lovely. It says, oh, there's a pic. Oh, Big Fatty, look at the pic. I want to see the picture. It's a lovely picture. Okay, well, you can have this card, too. Yes, Big Fatty, I love the picture. And it's, y'all, it says Greece, as lovely as it seems. And y'all, on that Big Fatty, I'll tell him it's 12. It's 12 pretty little Greek kitty cats. I love the pussy. Greek pussy is just lovely. And y'all, on the back, it says, Dear Big Fatty, Dear Poodle. Big Fatty, it's the Me Too. It is. Okay. It says, Lots of sweet and soft kitty love. And y'all, then Kim has drawn a little kitty cat right there. From the beautiful island of Mykonos, wish you were here. Kim and the sheep. Big Fatty, she took sheep to Greece. Well, you know the Greeks, they love the lamb. Big Fatty, they love to eat it. So anyway, Kim, thank you so much. Kim, I just love the pretty card. I'm gonna put it with my card from the Robs. It's just lovely. And y'all, that's just lovely that they took the time out to send Big Fatty a card. From their vacations. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, I think it's time that I told you about the trip to Hatlanta. And, y'all, it was, y'all, that is some, chicken tenders from the KFC. Yes, Big Fatty, they tasted just as good the second time. And, anyway, the reason I went to Hatlanta is, of course, that the Hats sold their property, so they were moving from the Hat Cave into a new Hat Cave, and y'all, so I was there to help them move, and it was a busy time. I left on Thursday. The 16th, around a little bit after noon, p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, I went over to the Horror Hotel, and some friends of mine were over there, I stayed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at the Horror Hotel. Y'all, there were no gentlemen callers. There were some prospects, but it wasn't happening, and I was okay with that. It was nice to see my friends over there and just kind of have a relaxing time and drink some liquor with them and enjoy just catching up. And that is not has nothing to do with that that Joe Batant show, because yeah, it's been funny, we know. And then on Sunday morning, the 19th, that was Jimmy Farmer's celebration of exiting the birth canal. By the way, I hope Miss Beaver had a lovely birthday too on the 17th. Speaking of Miss Beaver, yes, Big Freddy, she sent me a card. I'm looking at it over here, all the kitties. But I drove on to Hatlanta. I had told the Hats that I was coming on Monday, and so I surprised them by showing up a day early. And y'all, they had lived in this house that they were in for more than 25 years, and it was beginning to show its age, and it was going to start costing a lot of money, and you know, with repairs and things like that. So the timing was right, and I'm a firm believer that there's never a good time to move. But as times go, this was a better time than some. And so, y'all, what I decided I was going to do, because you know the Hats are 82 years old, so it doesn't matter. I approach this from the standpoint of it doesn't matter what needs to be done. It only matters what my mother, the Hatterina, needs to be done. So whatever she was fretting about or whatever was top priority in her mind, whether it be something stupid or something valid, that's what we did. We did exactly what was worrying her at the moment. So her worries were solved as time went on, and you know, the rest of it would have to get done at some point. So it was just easier for Big Fatty to just try to keep her as calm as possible. And you know, she wasn't, you know, but it's whatever was on her mind. There's no reason for her to fret about little things. And you know, obviously it was the little things that were on her mind a lot. So that's the way I approached all of this. Didn't do anything Sunday evening. Didn't do any packing or anything, and I just kind of surveyed what had been done, what still needed to be done. And y'all, there was a lot that still needed to be done. And then just listen to find out what was on her mind. So come Monday morning, we started knocking things off her list, and then we went over to the new house on that Monday. We went on that Sunday. We did go to the new house on that Sunday, and so I got a chance to look around. And y'all, I had seen pictures, but the pictures made it look much smaller than it was. It's a very spacious house for the two of them. Now, it's still downsizing from what they had, but they're in good shape. They are in good shape. So I was very impressed. My sister-in-law had hired some workers that she had used in the past to come in, and they repainted the whole inside, and they were doing small little projects that needed to be done before they could move in. And y'all, they were working Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday before the big move on Wednesday. Y'all, there was no time for dilly-dallying. No, Big Fatty, no time to dilly-dally. On Monday, we would pack some boxes, and, you know, once my mother, we completed things on her list, then I would suggest things. And then, you know, so she wouldn't have to sit and think of something that needed to be done, you know, even though there's a thousand things. So I would say, okay, I'm going to give you this box here. Now you go through and clean out the drawers and the medicine cabinet in your bathroom. And so that was not too much. It was something simple. It was something that needed to be done and something that I knew that she could handle. So that's what happened. And when she finished that, then I'd have another little thing. Or I'd say, okay, what are you worried about right now? And we take care of that. And we every time we went over to the new house, we'd take a little something. And they had some shelves and all out in the garage. I have some cousins that the two of them, they're young 20s or late teenagers or something like that, and they each had trucks, and they went over and carried some boxes of stuff on over to the new Hat Cave and all, which really was just a huge, huge, huge help. And we did all of that kind of stuff on Monday, and Tuesday, packed a lot of boxes. And then the movers were coming at 9:30 a.m. in the morning on Wednesday. And y'all, we were as ready as we could be. It was a team of five Mexicans. And they were just all as nice as they could be. My mother had locked her pocketbook up in the car because, that's just how she is. And be ready. But, that's how anybody 82 years old is. anyway, so they came in, and I walked the head guy and the whole crew through the house and pointed out what did go and what didn't go. We didn't have them take any of the lamps, and we didn't have them take any of the pictures. A few boxes here and there, but then they came in, and y'all, they wrapped everything in the padded, in the pads and the plastic wrap, and had the tape, and they carried that stuff out. They started at 9:30, and before 12 high noon, they were done loading the truck up, y'all. And we were off to the new Hat Cave. And so there they would bring something in, and because they had fewer rooms in the new Hat Cave, we had to kind of tell them where things went, and they would, when they got things into place, they would say, okay, is this where you want it? Or do you need it moved a little bit this way or a little bit that way, and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, by 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, they were done. The truck was unpacked, and all the furniture was in the new Hat Cave, and that was it. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I can't believe the time is up. Y'all, there's obviously lots more for me to tell you about. And I'll do that starting tomorrow. I've gotten a few voice letters, and there was some real nice comments left by folks. Y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed sitting down at the end of the bar with me and the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! All last week and on Monday. And I just want to say thank you one more time to Vera for helping me do that, so that you kind of had some new little shows. And y'all, I really appreciate your comments that you did. Nessa, did you have any comment about me and Vera down at the end of the bar?
I can't say enough nice things about Big Fatty's gentleman caller.
Oh, no, that was Vera. That was not a gentleman caller. Oh, dear, Gussie.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.